just about all the interesting things that happened at the meeting, right, Phil?
Not quite.
Okay, so the highlight of the evening was a debate on one of our favorite. Okay, so traditionally, complexity in the early years, like pretty much all the other major American conferences, sent their special issue papers went to the Journal of Computing and System Sciences, JCSS, which eventually became an Elsevier journal.
Bad.
In 2004, Stock and then at Complexity, there was lots of discussions about this, and at Stock decided to send their best papers to SciComp. And Complexity, we had a big discussion. We had four people present proposals and decided to send our papers to Computational Complexity, the journal Computational Complexity, where it's actually been running reasonably successful for the last 4 years. But Computational Complexity is a Springer journal, still a commercial publisher. And particularly Laszlo Babay has been really fighting to get the special issue. In general to a non-commercial publisher, and in particular to his journal, his online journal Theory of Computing. Through his efforts, we had basically a debate between Babay for Theory of Computing and Joachim Vonsegathen for Computational Complexity. Just want to make a few of the points that each one made. I mean, they both gave these lengthy talks, and I don't want to go through all the gory details. I'll tell what I take one, you take one. Which one do you want?
Okay, I'll take lots of these, because I agree with them mostly.
Okay.
Okay.
My position, I'm going to remain political and actually not say very much. My personal opinion is it doesn't matter that much. I think it's important to have special issues because it gets the best papers into journals and it gives them recognition. But I think the actual place of this, I think there's too much emphasis given on exactly where it occurs, and I don't think that's
okay. But you do believe there should be a special issue?
Oh, I definitely very strongly feel.
And let me ask one other question, which you might be able to answer. Yeah. So one thing Lassie was proposing was to rotate where the issue goes to. I think you're not a fan of that, are you?
I just think it's confusing. I mean, Lassie says, oh, you could set up a web page, but then someone has to maintain that web page, or you could search it for Google. But I think it just gets confusing, honestly.
Okay. So I'll give Lassie's point of view briefly, and then you can give on the other guy.
Well, Joachim went first. Let me.
What's that? Who went first?
Vonsegathen went first.
Oh,
they
right,
flipped the coin, and Vonsegathen went first.
It was a biased coin.
Yeah, well.
We should have had that paper, Viola's paper.
It was a Canadian coin, you never
we
know.
We flipped the D times, took the variance. Okay, you go first then.
Okay, so Vonsegathen meant, basically he was arguing a couple things. One, he was arguing that it's not always the case that commercial publishers are worse than, say, society publishers, and his specific example is interesting, that the LNCS proceedings in general, the Springer Election Notes in Computer Science, are generally much cheaper than the IEEE proceedings. I think that's true. And I think you got to keep in mind the IEEE is actually one of the worst publishers out there. So it might not be a fair comparison. And actually, we can't. I mean, Joachim said, well, what if we switch LNCS? In fact, we can't switch LNCS. It's because IEEE basically owns this conference.
We might look at that one these days.
That's a different. That's a whole different issue.
Yeah.
And also, he argued about the longevity of paper, and the sort of stability of a journal.
One thing you forgot to mention also that what's his name again?
Vonsegathen.
I can't pronounce that. Okay, the other guy, Vonsegathen. Okay, I got it. Vonsegathen.
Yes.
Okay, Vonsegathen also said one more time was necessary. I respect Lotzi, and I'm really glad he made me look at these issues.
Well, I think Lotzi really had lots of discussion with Vonsegathen about the whole pricing issue.
Yeah, and that's good, and that's true. But, it's kind of like when Hillary says, I am glad to be on the stage with Obama. When Obama says, Hillary is maybe a stronger candidate. After a while, it gets kind of tiring to hear that.
All right, let's not
Politicize
at this point. even though we're a stone's throw from Washington D.C.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't mean we have to get political here.
All right, now that was just an analog. Okay. However, so I'll talk
analogy. About,
so, okay, Batsy, what
analogy?
Analogy. All right, it's an analog and analogy. How's that?
Okay, not digital.
It is not digital, no.
You mean this podcast is fully digital, and we are not wasting
any
paper.
And I am glad for that.
Or tape.
Okay. Well, Al Gore's proud in that case. Okay. All right. So seriously, I think I got off track here. Lotzi's point was that the best of the crop should not be going to the commercial publishers, and that we should actually not have a monopoly on these things. We should perhaps rotate journals so that no one person or no one journal always gets these papers. He also thinks that, in general, commercial publishers' goals are different than ours. They overprice things too much. And also, here's an interesting point, which I think Lance disagrees with me on, I think, I'm not sure, is that the commercial publishers essentially, you have to argue and fight for everything. Like, we can now have the right to have our own papers on our own websites, for example. Or they're going to give us free issues next year for the journal. And it's sort of like whenever you actually object, they try to bribe you into accepting it. For example, this time around, they told us, okay, if you go with CC, we'll give you a year from now free web access to the CC journal for the special issue. And okay, what about the rest of the journal? What about more stuff? I mean, somehow I want to see everything online and free.
Yeah, it'd be nice if, for example, United Airlines would give me free flights for life.
No, but however, where are the pilots? Where are the stewardesses? Where are the bag checkers? And we're not getting anything, and we're not getting it for free.
Well, that's what's happening these days, because they're charging us for baggage and not giving us any food. And not quite making us fly the planes.
No, I like Scott
Aronson. But it is pretty close.
No, I like Scott Aronson's analogy in a column a while back. Yeah, it was strange. He reviewed a book for me for my second column about essentially, we are the people constructing the games and marketing the games, and yet they make the profits out of it. So I think that is
I disagree with a lot of these points. Okay. First of all, it's amazing to me that any time commercial publishers actually do something nice, the people who are against them will never say, ah, thank you. They'll say, ah, you're bribing us.
Well, the thing is, but INC...
There's no way a commercial publisher can ever win an argument, because they do anything. If they do bad things, they're bad. If they do good things, they're bribes.
Well, they haven't done enough good things. They're doing it so slowly.
What can they do? I mean, LCR for years has allowed you to put your paper online.
I want to see... I found out today, however, or I didn't know this. Let's just say, if it has happened, let's just say Beagle, Fort, now I'm going to start to have a paper, which we did.
Yes.
Let's just say I put it on the ECC website, which I did.
Yes.
Let's just say CC then accepts it, which they did.
Yes.
And let's say I revise it, which I did.
Yes.
I am not allowed to put the revision on the ECC website. I didn't know that before today.
Yeah, but of course you can't do that with ACM either.
Well, then ACM should also change their rules. I mean, two wrongs don't make a right.
You're arguing about a rule that's never enforced.
Okay. Well, I will confess, I did put the version on ECCC. Okay. However,
and there was beer at the conference.
Now, it's not that nasty. Okay. Okay. The thing is that essentially to offer us, this is actually what happened. To offer us, okay, you can have the special issue a year from now online for free. I want to see everything online for free within a year, say. And I mean, why shouldn't it be that? Why shouldn't it be that way?
I mean, because they're companies. They make money. And I think that...
They have the right to make money. We have the right to say no, we'll do it ourselves.
I think they do provide a series of services. And we can argue about...
We are.
We are arguing about it. I don't want to get so much into this. My goal was not to say... was not to argue over this whole issue, which gets very emotional.
Apparently. Okay, however, issue of the day. So let me say something more neutral. The journals, and also monographs, different issue, but journals have to change their model of how they do things. Do you agree with that?
I think they are.
Okay.
I mean, certainly the major journal companies are a vastly different operation than they were a few years ago, and they're still trying to figure out their way in the electronic world.
Okay, but they are still priced. What do you go along with that?
Yeah, they're mostly, okay. I mean, certainly okay. Elsevier and are a bit overpriced.
Okay, now, I will say, let me say what the options to vote were, and let's see, I will tell you the options to vote were, how I voted. I'll ask Lance how he voted. He may not tell us.
Okay.
Also, I want to point out, so Lance, I believe you are the editor-in-chief of ACM something or other.
Yes, I am the editor-in-chief of Transactions on Computation Theory. That would be toct.acm.org. toct.acm.org. Submit your paper today.
Let's see now. That's a theory journal. That's mostly a complexity theory journal, is it not?
It's non-algorithmic theory A.
That could be our motto. We should change our conference's title to non-algorithmic theory A.
There once was a definition of what would be in our conference a few years ago, which was basically everything in Stock Fox that wouldn't appear in Soda.
Fair enough. Okay, I'll go along with that.
But
okay.
I think that's not. No, I mean, TST is a little more broader than computational complexity.
But here's the point. So, would that
theory and crypto and things like that?
Would that not be a perfect venue for our special issue?
I think I'm a little biased on this topic.
Which way? If you're biased, how can we? If you flip you enough times, are you unbiased?
Listen, I purposely stayed out of the debate. We haven't even. I mean, we have more than a dozen submissions, including some extremely good papers. Mm-hmm. We have yet to publish our first issue. We're still working through them, and I don't think it's at least at this meeting, I was not looking to be the special issue host.
Not looking to be the special issue host. Let me ask you a question that I think is related. Is John Edwards not looking to be the VP candidate?
Again, I think his politics has nothing to do with it.
No, I'm just making an analog or analogy, whatever you want to call it. However, I will now say how I vote. So there are four choices. Vote for CC for the next 5 years as the journal of choice, as the special issues journal. Vote for Lotzi's journal the next 5 years, say. Vote for journal write-in candidates, perhaps Lance's journal. I suspect the write-ins that were there were for your journal, by the way, if there were write-ins at all. And fourth was to do the hokey-pokey and turn it all around, that is, rotate. Say, every prime-numbered year, have it in Lotzi's journal. Every other year, have it elsewhere. Even odds, primes, whatever. So have some kind of random number generator generate when to have it every year. Paul Beam thought that was a terrible idea. I agree. I kind of want it to be solid. Lotzi said, however, to be fair, you know, click here for 2005, 6, 7. We are living the web age, and I'm not sure he's right or wrong about we are on the web age, but things are changing quickly, and no one quite knows what to do. And on this note, I have sympathy for Elsevier and other companies, because the world is changing quickly. Their business model is collapsing. What's going to happen next, I don't know. However, I will tell you how I voted publicly, and Lance, will you do the same?
I will be happy to tell what you voted for publicly.
Will you say how you voted?
No.
Okay. My top choice was actually you, Lance, ACM Journal. I think having 14 issues only in the pipeline, I think you can handle it. I think you're in good shape. I like that ACM is behind you. I believe in society backing publication journals. Then I voted Lotzi because we're going to move away from the Elsevier-type journals anyway. I want to just get on with it. Then I voted for, I think, CC, which, again, would be okay, I suppose, for the next 5 years. Then maybe reconsider. And then I voted lastly. The last thing I voted for was the rotation thing. I forget how I wanted to rotate it. Had to do with Fibonacci primes, I think, but I don't quite recall. Okay, and Lance, how did you vote?
I voted.
You voted. Okay, let me ask you maybe a more neutral question. Can you see ACM doing it 5 years from now? Say 5 years from now, can you see being more player in this?
If my journal is as successful as I'm sure it will be, with your help from your submissions, that would be toct.acm.org. You can just Google TOCT. Then I can imagine that I might be actually pushing for the next time around to have the journal at TOCT.
I've got you. You said, as you know it's going to be. If you know it's going to be that successful, why not push for it now and beat the crowds? Gotcha.
I guess you did.
Okay. Anyway, so I will say it was an interesting dialogue, and they were respectful towards each other, which I think was good. It was kind of
civilized. It was civil.
And I will say the main argument against Lotzi, to be fair here. So let me just summarize in my mind the short pros and cons, and you can do the same if you want. Yeah. You can agree or disagree. Pro of Lotzi is that we want to break away from commercial publishers. We don't know if tomorrow Elsevier is going to say we want Com Complexity to charge more money, whatever. We don't know tomorrow if Lotzi is going to sort of, the Lotzi Pop project is sort of based on volunteers and stuff, and it's a little shaky ground. He says it's not, and maybe he's right, but both of them may have a bizarre catastrophe happening in the future. Which one is more bizarre? Springer is telling CC, we want more money out of you, or Chicago telling Lotzi, we can't fund you, and Lotzi sort of not being able to do all other things. Lotzi claims he has good infrastructure. Other guy claims that Springer would never do that to his journal. They could both be right, actually. But the question is, which one's more viable? Also, an issue came up, paper. Is paper a viable medium? Scott pointed out, just Google things. If it's Google cached, it's there forever. I must confess, I'm uncomfortable with counting on that, but it's a thought. Your thoughts?
No comment.
Oh.
I really don't want to get into this argument.
Do you want to say anything neutral?
I like, there should be a special issue.
Okay, so you feel strongly about that.
Yes.
And rotating you don't like?
I think it's confusing. I think, you know, planning on someone to maintain a web page, and then you have to find that web page. I mean, I think it's just...
One thing, this may be very unimportant in the future, even now, because when I want to find a paper of, say, Lance Fortnow's, I go to your website. Well, I don't bother asking what journal it appear in and go to that website.
Well, someday I will be dead, and my website will disappear, or I might change jobs.
Well, you did. You did change jobs.
It's been known to happen, and then maybe, you know, you can't find my papers anymore.
That's actually a different question, a hard question. When people die, what happens to the pages? That's not just us. That's society in general.
If our main source of finding people's papers is their homepages, and when they die, those pages disappear.
We should encourage everyone to submit to ECCC in that case. Fair enough?
Yeah, I mean, assuming ECCC survives.
And archives as well, math archives.
And archives as well. I mean, eventually the people at Trier are not going to be around, or maybe not want to do it anymore, and then, you know, make sure that it keeps going.
You just raised for me a scary prospect.
Yes.
I think your papers are important enough, people will look after them. And we're computer we are computer scientists, we have means of doing these things. I have a scarier thought. As you may know, I have a website which contains the largest collection of satires of Bob Dylan anywhere. And all the songs in my collection at home, on tapes certainly. Audio tapes, my God. So I think I am in big danger of having this all get wiped out. Who's going to maintain that?
You know, I just cannot imagine a world without the world's largest collection of Bob Dylan satires.
Okay.
God, well, what a disaster that would be.
It does scare me, I'll tell you.
For we know that is Bill's main legacy in life.
Let's see now.
Let me put it this way. More people listen to your weblog than listen to Bob Dylan satire songs.
It's a close call.
Okay.
You'd be surprised.
I'd be surprised, okay.
Okay, anyway, let's see. So it was, like I said, it was a civilized dialogue. It was intelligent dialogue. A lot of intelligent things were said. By the way, one thing I can tell you, the steering committee is going to take these ballots and just post all the results online. Oh, it was ranked selections. And then take it as being advisory. It's kind of hard to tell. I'm not so sure how it's going to come out. I mean, they will look at all these numbers and say, I can't tell the sense of the community. It could happen that way. One thing, though, Scott Aronson is now on the steering committee. That'll be a voice for Lotsy's journal, I'm sure.
Well, it certainly will be. I mean, by far, certainly he's about as anti-commercial publishers. Maybe not quite as much as Lotsy. Okay, yes, almost pretty much as much as Lotsy. I don't know sure if he's actually pro Lotsy's journal over other non-commercial journals.
Yeah, but he's not
but he's certainly anti-commercial journal.
Oh, incidentally.
And I'm not telling any secrets here. He's made that quite clear.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I should point out, by the way, Lotsy, I must say, began the talk with an incredibly bad vote of confidence. He began the talk by using transparencies and overheads. As local arrangements guy, I was thinking we wouldn't need transparencies. We had the overhead just in case. I mean,
is that the first time it was used at a conference?
One of the rum sessions used it also. One rum session used it, and Lotsy used it. But I mean, to have a guy saying, the world is changing, everything's online, all paper should be online and free, himself using transparencies, not a great vote of confidence. Although, to be fair, he actually pointed out that himself.
Yes, he did.
Okay, but it's strange.
Okay.
Okay.
We should probably move on, because I think we spent more time talking about the discussion than the discussion itself.
All right.
Discussion was actually Richard Beagle, who's a member of our community and is also currently the theory program director at NSF.
Yes,
and
actually.
And so he made the big trip up from D.C. to tell our conference about the state of the NSF funding. And state of NSF funding is actually quite good.
Wow.
Just quickly, probably 6 to 7 career awards will be awarded this year. 36. That's just an amazing number. 36 out of 90 regular TOC proposals. As you pointed out, it's easier percentage wise to get an NSF grant than to get a stock paper accepted. It's obviously that's not a fair comparison, but pretty cool. I mean, the grants are going to range anywhere from 100K to 450K, but still. I think there'll be a lot of happy folks this year. Couple other things. Sampath Kannan, another theory person, not quite a complexity guy. He's on his complexity work.
Yeah.
He's going to be the CCF division directions. And not only that, there's talk of hiring yet another theory director, which would be really cool. One warning is that they've actually got their act together, so they're going to have autumn proposal deadlines for the regular grants, something that hasn't happened in a while. So if you're expecting to submit your grant in January, you'll be too late. So keep an eye out. Of course, we'll mention the dates on this blog.
Yeah, certainly. Also, I want just to generally, though, this is all generally good news, though. So again, without giving away too much, it'll be money looks better than usual for theory. Is that fair to say?
This has certainly been a good year for theory, and I think we're not anywhere near the point where we're funding everyone who deserves to be funded. But certainly it's a much better year than we've seen over the last several years.
I want to see us be in a year of funding people who don't deserve to be funded.
What?
I want us to have so much money we can fund people who don't deserve it.
Well, okay. Right, because we need more P versus NP papers.
maybe not.
The point is that I think been a particularly good year for theory. I think a lot of that has to come with the people they managed to hire. And I really want to give a vote of confidence to this SIGAC Committee for the Advancement of Theoretical Computer Science, which was run by CARP and now run by Sanjay Varora. And I think a lot of their efforts has paid off.
And again, these people are serious people. I mean, it helps to have very serious people doing these things.
It's some of the best people in our community really working hard to not just work with the NSF and help out with the NSF, but really make the case why theoretical computer science is important to support. And it's taken a couple years, but these efforts are really beginning to pay off now.
Also, I want to say something. I want to mention something else he said, also he didn't say. He said the NSF likes things that are bold but well thought out. They don't mind things that might not work as long as they're bold and have a good chance of working and are well thought out, like you're talking about. And of interest, he did not say, and this is good news for us, he didn't say stuff in algorithms as outreach to product things gets funded, stuff that's just mostly does not get funded. He didn't say that. So I think that maybe it's good overall.
So that was pretty much a business meeting. Now, obviously, we spent almost as long as the business meeting talking about the business meeting.
Well, you'll edit this somewhat.
In a complex world, best to keep it simple.
Okay.
Good night, all. Good night, Bill. Say good night, Bill.
Good night, Bill.